So coming to fairness and equity, AI systems must be designed to promote fairness and avoid perpetuating existing inequalities. So we discussed about the supplier and customer equity. So the historical data may have certain biases, and going forward, based on the algorithm or based on the priority that we have defined, such supplier, etc., may be ignored, you know, for a delivery prioritization, etc. So this has to be protected against, and we have to ensure that there is a fairness when it comes to supporting the suppliers and certain customers. Workforce inclusion, ensure that displaced workers are reskilled, redeployed rather than marginalized. So one way to get support from the workforce is to ensure that their jobs are protected by reskilling them and by redeploying them, maybe in a different area with a different job profile, etc., so that they are supportive and they are secured that, you know, their livelihood is not at stake. Ethical imperatives. Organizations must prioritize equitable outcomes to maintain trust with stakeholders and avoid reputational harm. So ethical issues must be taken care of so that the organization or the business does not come under any reputational harm or any liability or any litigation, etc., which can harm the long-term reputation of the business. Accountability. So when AI systems make autonomous decisions such as rerouting shipments or adjusting inventory levels, accountability becomes a critical concern. Responsibility for error. So we had the example of, you know, the error as far as the demand forecasting is concerned. This is a similar case. So if an AI system causes delays, errors, or financial losses, it is unclear who bears the responsibility, the developer, the organization, or the AI itself. So this is a crucial question when it comes to accountability. Auditability. Organizations must ensure that AI decisions can be audited to trace errors or biases back to their source. So we saw that transparency is an issue. Many a times the decisions taken by the AI systems cannot be justified, or the logic behind the decisions cannot be transparently seen. And as far as auditability is concerned, these become very, very crucial. Ethical imperatives, clear accountability mechanisms are essential to maintain trust and ensure that AI systems align with organizational values, so that, you know, there are no litigations, no reputational harm to the organization. Transparency. AI's black box nature can undermine trust among stakeholders, particularly when decisions impact customers, employees, or partners. So you suddenly find that there is a big order released to one of the supplier. Suppose there is an error and the material is supplied. The question is, the supplier will be, you know, expecting payment for the supplies that they have made, and the organization will be reluctant to accept the material and make the payment as per the agreed terms. So these kind of decisions, you know, which emerge from the AI system, especially in the formative years, they are very crucial. So explainability. Organizations should strive to use AI models that provide interpretable outputs, enabling stakeholders to understand how decisions are made. So one should opt for AI models where the underlying data or information which has been used to arrive at the decision, these are made available so that the logic which is used to arrive at the decisions is evident and you know, can be explained. Communication. Transparent communication about AI's role in operations and supply chain builds confidence among employees, customers, and partners. So when you are implementing it, a very transparent communication should be there, explaining the objectives and how it is going to impact the stakeholders, which is customers, employees, suppliers, partners, all the people involved in the exercise. Ethical imperative, transparency fosters trust and ensures that AI systems are perceived as fair and reliable. So the whole purpose is we need to build as much transparency as possible so that people trust the system and there is no distrust. Societal and environmental impact. AI's efficiency-driven optimization can have broader societal and environmental consequences. So when it comes to environmental concerns, while AI can optimize routes to reduce fuel consumption, over-reliance on rapid delivery models, for example, same-day shipping, may increase the emissions. This is debatable, but okay. I mean, it is putting extra pressure on the systems to deliver the same day. Socioeconomical impact, widespread job displacement without adequate reskilling programs can contribute to economic inequality. Ethical imperative, organizations must balance AI-driven efficiencies with their societal environmental responsibilities. So what we already discussed, that there are certain societal responsibilities or commitments which must be protected while implementing the AI-driven solutions or efficiencies. Addressing ethical and operational challenges in adoption, AI adoption. So robust data governance framework, develop and enforce policies that comply with regulations like GDPR, that is General Data Protection Privacy Regulation, and Information Technology Act, ensuring secure data handling and storage so that you are not violating the law and you are not on the wrong side of the law. Anonymize data. Use techniques like data anonymization and encryption to protect sensitive information. So where you are sharing the data with third party, etc., you encrypt the data or you anonymize the data, which means that you screen the data or block the data. You know, like for example, whenever the banks communicate with you or the credit card companies, they communicate with you, they will block the initial numbers of your bank account or the credit card, and only the last four digits will be visible to you, enough for you to identify. So something similar can be done, which will retain the unique nature of the information, but at the same time protecting the identity of the people behind the data. Secure third-party partnerships. So vet third-party vendors and establish contracts that prioritize data security and compliance. So even the partners that you choose have to be compliant so that they are not breaching. And it could be that you are complying, but they are not compliant. So in which case, still the liability would fall on the business or the organization. Workforce transition programs, reskilling initiatives. So offer training programs to equip employees with AI-related skills, such as data analysis or system monitoring, so that they can be redeployed and they can be used in the new setup. Change management. Engage employees early in the AI adoption process through transparent communication and involvement in decision making. So do not do anything without the knowledge of the employees, which can rouse suspicion or distrust amongst the employees. make them a party to the decision, involve them in the development and the benefit that the organization is going to get, at the same time assuring them that their positions, their jobs will be secured. Hybrid roles create roles that combine human expertise with AI capabilities, such as overseeing AI-driven processes or analyzing AI outputs. So these are ways in which you can create roles within the organization to protect the jobs, of the people. Bias mitigation strategies. So one is diverse data set. Use representative and diverse data set to train AI models, reducing the risk of biased outcomes. So you can use a diverse data set rather than using a data set strictly from the historical data relating to a particular location or particular business alone. Number two, regular audits. Conduct periodic audits of AI algorithms to identify and correct biases. So in case you find that there is a bias, this has to be continuous monitoring of the kind of decisions which are emerging from the AI systems. And if there is a bias which is detected, the same needs to be corrected through appropriate inputs. Explainable AI. Adopt AI models that provide interpretable outputs, enabling stakeholders to understand and challenge the decisions. So what we said about, decisions which can be traced back which can provide the justification of how the decision was derived. So this will help you better understand the output or the outcome from the AI models. And it will also help you to identify biases or errors in the decisions emerging from the AI model. Scalable and flexible AI integration. Modular AI solutions. So implement AI in phases, starting with pilot projects that can be scaled as needed. So instead of trying to go all out and try to implement AI all across, you can start implementing AI in phases. Like, for example, you can maybe start with predictive maintenance, or you can start only with the demand forecasting, and then later gradually move to the other areas. Interoperable systems. Invest in platform that integrates seamlessly with existing IT infrastructure and data sources. So if you already have an ERP system, etc., try to find out about the AI systems which can work with your existing IT infrastructure. So this way, the scalability is assured, and you don't have to spend a huge amount of money trying to upgrade your systems. Cloud-based AI. Leverage cloud-based AI solutions to reduce upfront cost and improve scalability. So we said that when you are actually implementing an AI-based system, you require the hardware, you require software, you require software for data capture and data storage, and then, of course, you require certain specialized packages. But if you are going for a cloud-based AI system, which we call as the SaaS system, software as service. So in such a case, you are using the solution and paying for the solution based on the use. One advantage of this is that you can establish a system and start it in the shortest possible time with minimum training, etc. One, you don't have to make huge investments. In case things don't work out, you can even breach the agreement and you can come out of it. So it's safer to go for a cloud-based system, provided the other factors that we discussed, are compliant. Cost management approaches. So prioritize high impact use cases. focus initial AI investment on high value areas such as demand forecasting or route optimization to maximize the return on investment. So like we said, you know, instead of trying to go all out, you can select certain areas, crucial areas, you know, where you are likely to get the best return on investment. And demand forecasting is one such area. Leverage open source tools. So use cost-effective open source AI framework to reduce technology cost. So we saw that there are AI tools which are very customized and they are very coming under the intellectual property kind of a thing. You know, when you're talking about Google, you're talking about Amazon systems, etc., or even Microsoft. So in comparison, when you're looking at the open source tools, then the cost of implementation reduces. Open source tools, etc., they cost you much less. Yes, you need to invest a certain amount of money to customize it to your requirement. You will also require the help of consultants to implement it. But as compared to, as a branded system, it will cost you much less. Partnership and grants. Collaborate with academic institutions, governments, or industry partners to access funding or shared resources for AI implementation. Since it's a very capital intensive implementation, you can partner with the suggestions given here, like academic institutions or with governments, with the help of government grants, etc., or industry partners, so that they can partially or fully fund the initiative and the resources can be shared with them, so that it's a win-win. Ethical AI framework. Develop ethical guidelines. So create organization-wide AI ethics policies that prioritize fairness, accountability, and transparency. So most important, when you are implementing the AI adoption, the AI solutions, it's necessary that there is a common understanding that the solution which will be implemented will be fair, will be accountable, will be transparent. And we have already seen what we mean by fairness, accountability, and transparency. Stakeholder engagement, involve customers, employees, and partners in discussion about AI's role and its impact, so that everyone is on board and there are no conflicts or misunderstanding later on. Sustainability focus. Use AI to optimize operations in ways that reduce environmental impact, such as minimizing waste or emission. In short, reducing the carbon footprint, which means reducing energy consumption, water consumption, reducing waste and emissions. Coming to the summary, AI adoption in operations, supply chain, and logistics brings efficiency, but also serious challenges. And we have seen what those challenges are, starting with the capital which needs to be deployed to implement AI solutions. Key issues include data privacy risks, workforce displacement, and algorithmic biases. So one has to be very careful to ensure that there is no loss of jobs, no workforce displacement, and there are no biases in the algorithms which are developed in the AI model. Protecting sensitive data and ensuring fairness in AI decisions are critical concerns. So we have also seen that we should not lose sight of these societal commitment that we have or societal intentions that we have while implementing it. Also, fairness in terms of the treatment that we met out to the suppliers, etc., and the other partners. Ethical AI requires transparency, accountability, and respect for privacy. So while you require transparency in the way decisions are made, accountability for errors, and respect for privacy of individuals, data of whom you are going to be handling. Organizations must proactively address bias, retrain affected workers, and establish strong governance. We've already debated and discussed this topic. Building trust with stakeholders is essential for sustainable AI development. So when we are talking of stakeholders, starts with the employees, starts with the shareholders. It starts also with the suppliers and the customers. So everyone should be taken on board so that there is total trust. Responsible AI implementation ensures innovation benefits both businesses and society. So if you are implementing AI in the right way, it will benefit the business and the society. With that, we come to the end. Thank you.